the Antichrist, the most mysterious figure of Bible prophecy. Who will it be? How will this powerful, evil enemy of Christ appear on the world scene? Could it be soon? End time prophecy shows that most people will be deceived into accepting a counterfeit Christianity. In fact, it's already happening. Could a powerful, convincing, yet fraudulent figure deceive you? You need to know what the Bible really says about the Antichrist. Could it be more than just a person? Stay tuned to Beyond Today as we examine what lies ahead and the incredible truth about who is the Antichrist.
Join our host Steve Myers and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
Almost everyone has heard the term Antichrist. The word may bring to mind images of a future evil archenemy of Jesus Christ at the end of the age. Yet very few know what the Bible really has to say about it. Would you recognize the Antichrist? It's important to read the Bible to learn what it actually says, and then to believe the truth. Does Antichrist apply to a specific prophesied figure or not? Well, did you know that the word Antichrist is mentioned only four times in four places in the Bible? And they're all in the Apostle John's letters. Now, what does it mean? The word anti means against, or the adversary of, or in place of. So we put those words together. Antichrist means the adversary of Christ, or in place of Christ. And so as we begin, it's important to notice 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. It says, "It is the last hour, and as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come." Now, in other words, many Antichrists have already come, and that's important. Should the meaning of the term Antichrist be limited to just the end time? See, is that just a future thing? No, that passage says the age of false teachers and counterfeit Christianity was already well underway just a few short years after the crucifixion of Jesus. So John tells us that there are more than one Antichrist and that they had been, in fact, continue to be on the scene as he wrote almost 2,000 years ago. Now, did you notice something else about that passage? John also talks about one specific Antichrist. He wrote, "You have heard that Antichrist is coming." He uses the singular word Antichrist. Now, it's important to note that when the word Antichrist is singular, it seems to point to the fact that this Antichrist represents an individual person, one specific individual. Now, we'll talk about that more in just a moment. Some have speculated that Antichrist had become the popular terminology for what this Bible prophecy talks about. Let's notice it. "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day of Christ's return will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God." The word translated opposes literally means to be against or contrary to or anti. So no wonder this man of sin is mentioned here. Now, most often, he's the one associated with the Antichrist. This end-time false prophet, this son of destruction, is a deceiver. He's a liar, a fraud. And get this, he masquerades as a true minister. Seems good. Seems right. Seems religious. But it's all deception. Revelation 13:5 adds more detail to the description of this false prophet. "And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority." You see, it's no coincidence that the word Antichrist has become more like a proper name, representing a person who seems religious, but is completely opposed and contrary to Christ. Even more about the Antichrist can be discovered by looking at another occurrence in Scripture. 1 John 2:22 states, "Who is a liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son." Now here's a general statement about opposers. God's Word teaches us that any liar, anyone who denies the crucial truth that Jesus was and is the Christ, the prophesied Messiah, and the Savior of the world, is Antichrist. That includes anyone that rejects His true teachings, anyone who doesn't obey His commands, anyone who will not follow the teachings of Jesus. They deny Him, and they make themselves an enemy of both the Father and the Son. Well, let's dig in just a little bit deeper. The third occurrence of the word Antichrist is found in 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. It tells us that Antichrist is already in the world. Now, imagine that. Right now, here. And it says, "Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and now already is in the world." This refers to an ungodly spirit, a wrong attitude, a compromising approach that's opposite of the Spirit of God. That's an attitude against or an adversary of Christ. Ask yourself, if it opposes Jesus, where does that come from? It originates from Satan, the same wrong spirit found in false prophets mentioned in verse 1. Let's notice it. "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." It's blatant evil to deny Jesus' full deity, deny His humanity, and the true gospel that He taught. Now this brings us to the fourth occurrence of the word Antichrist that's found in 2 John 1:7. It says, "For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." Would you recognize that kind of an attitude and approach? God makes it perfectly clear that any teaching that contradicts Jesus' identity, any teaching that denies the fact that He literally came as God in the flesh, Emmanuel, or any teaching rejecting Him as Savior of all mankind, is antichrist. It also reminds us that false teachers themselves are antichrists. They're opponents, they're enemies and adversaries of Christ. The Bible clearly reveals there is a past and a present aspect to the topic of the Antichrist. But that's not the whole story. There's more to the prophecy, the future, which we'll discuss in just a moment. Now, how will these future events affect you and your family? Is there a way to know what lies ahead? To help you discover much more about this important subject, I'd like to offer you a free copy of our Bible study aid, Who is the Antichrist? This vital publication will help you grasp the truth about the serious and fascinating subject. To order your free copy of Who is the Antichrist, call us toll-free, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go online to beyondtoday.tv. We only have a limited number of copies available in print. Now, once we run out, Who is the Antichrist will be available only as an electronic download. If you request it now, you can have this limited edition booklet in print. You really need this study aid to help you learn much more about this important subject. To receive your free copy of Who is the Antichrist, be sure and call us toll-free, 1-888-886-8632. Or go online to beyondtoday.tv. Or you can write us at the address shown throughout the program on your screen. God doesn't want us to be caught off guard. The Bible gives us a prophecy for the time just ahead. Jesus Himself warned us in Matthew 24:24, "False Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect." Would you recognize an Antichrist? We begin to see that the Bible doesn't reveal specifically who the Antichrist is, but it does point to his corrupt, false teachings and how they could affect you. Let no one deceive you by any means. the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. This passage reveals that even religious people will oppose the teachings of Christ. Now, it may be hard to believe, but this includes professing Christians. They'll be deceived into accepting a counterfeit Christianity. Here's the hard part. Could you be fooled? Now, don't be too sure of the answer. Do you realize that even today, many professing Christians have already been misled by a spirit of Antichrist? That includes those who don't follow the example and teachings of Jesus. They fall into that category. Christ said that they don't keep the commandments. And when they don't do that, they fall into that category. In fact, he also said that those that don't honor him as Lord of the Sabbath fall into that category. What should you do? We're told there's one thing that can save you from being deceived. One thing that can protect you from being taken in. One vital thing that can keep you from being fooled by the lawless one. What is it? The love of the truth. That means knowing the Bible and understanding what it says and obeying the law of God, loving it. Now, if you're going to avoid being deceived by this man of sin, this lawless one, you better know the law and do it. That warning is expanded in Revelation chapter 13. The chapter begins by talking about a great empire ahead, a government that will rule much of the earth like a wild beast. Then in verse 11, it talks about another beast, symbolizing a great religious leader at the end time. He had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. The symbolism here is amazing. It shows that this religious leader takes on the image of Jesus Christ. In other words, he talks like Christ, sounds religious, seems good. He imitates the Lamb of God. But in reality, he's like a dragon. In other words, he receives his power from Satan the devil. This is the same one who is called the false prophet in Revelation 19, a great false religious leader. This is a counterfeit leader with a counterfeit appearance, bringing a counterfeit version of Christianity. Now, unfortunately, most will be fooled by it. Verse 13 says, he performs great signs, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast. One day just ahead, amazing miracles will occur that everyone will hear about. Even skeptical people will be convinced. Now, imagine supernatural fire that will destroy. Other spectacular events, miracles, they'll occur too. And many will wrongly believe that these are miracles of God, but they are not. But so many will be convinced to follow those that perform them. Will you recognize the real power behind these wonders? That power is the ultimate Antichrist, Satan the devil. God gives us all a warning. Don't be fooled by appearances. Satan will work supernatural wonders that will look religious. The Word of God, though, says, "For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." So we must be on guard because the adversary's work will appear godly. What an important lesson for all of us. Never underestimate evil. He's the one who deceives the whole world. He's the one that tried to tempt Jesus to sin. He has tried many schemes to destroy Christ and to thwart God's plan for mankind. It will be Satan behind those false miracles. He's the father of lies. He's the dragon. He's the great deceiver, the one that will continue to influence politics and religion, and finally will lure the world's armies to fight against Christ himself. Satan is a master deceiver. He knows all the tricks to undermine the truths of God. The surprising part is that Satan's actions don't always look evil. He deceives by making things look right. The Bible says he masquerades as an angel of light. We don't have to fall for that deception. There is a remedy. What is it? Know your Bible. Know what it teaches. Be prepared. And remember, those who fall for the deception of the Antichrist are described as those who did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Do you know the truth? Do you love the truth? Does your life show that you're living the truth? Remember Revelation 12:17? It describes God's true people, the ones loving and living the truth. It's those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. God's Word tells us to pay close attention, to open our eyes, to scrutinize our religion. Does it match with the authentic Christianity that Jesus himself taught? Does your church teach the value of God's laws, the value of his commandments, and the value of his plan for all mankind? There are so many counterfeits out there. They trick people into supporting a false religion that's opposed to biblical truth and the true God. Don't buy into it. Remember, Antichrist is not something just restricted to the future. Even now, Satan has corrupted the true teachings of God. So now's the time to really get to know your Creator. Follow Jesus Christ. Study and know God's true Word so you won't ever be deceived. I'd like to remind you to request your free copy of our valuable study aid, Who is the Antichrist? This important publication will give you vital keys to understand what the Bible says about this critical and captivating subject. Remember, we only have a limited number of copies available in print. So once we run out, Who is the Antichrist will only be available online. So request your copy now so you can have this limited edition booklet in print. And when you order Who is the Antichrist, we'll also send you a free subscription to our bi-monthly magazine. This valuable publication will give you wonderful insight into the practical teachings of the Bible. It will also help you grasp the significance of biblical prophecies, which will aid you in preparing for the exciting future that lies beyond today. To order your free copy of Who is the Antichrist and to receive your free subscription to our magazine, call 1-888-886-8632 or go online to beyondtoday.tv, or you can write to us at the address shown on your screen. Now, when you visit our website, be sure to take time to search the term Antichrist. You'll find extensive, in-depth information on the subject to help you in your studies. Now, most of us recognize that we live in a dangerous world. Religious deception is all around us. We're going to talk about this a little bit further with our fellow hosts of the program, Darris McNeely and Gary Petty. You know, as we think about the future, we think about this coming Antichrist. What do you think is important to recognize about that?
Well, obviously, as you've described, Steve, it's a time of great deception. And what's important about it is really to begin with the story that Jesus told in Matthew chapter 24, where when he was asked by his disciples what would be the signs of the end of the age and of your coming, he said the number one first thing that he talked about was deception. He said, many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and deceive many. And so he predicted an age of deception that would take place. Now, there has been deception, religious confusion for generations for a very long time, even in Christ's own day. But he was showing that it was going to come to a peak at the time of the end of the age that would involve people portraying themselves as Christian, speaking the words of Christ, acting in his name, and deceives many thinking that this was the work of God. This was the church that represented Jesus Christ on earth. And it would appear to be so, but it's going to be something that is so upending in terms of the ultimate outcome for the world that people are going to be caught in a trap and not understand it.
I think what's important, you know, you tied in what Jesus said with what you mentioned in Revelation 13. And when you have this great false prophet that comes at the end time, remember, he looks like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon. So he looks like Christ. Christ is the Lamb of God. But he speaks and is inspired by Satan. So this great deception is going to be a false Christianity. You know, people look around for some false religion or pagan religion or other religion that's going to come along. This is going to appear to be some form of Christianity, but actually be used by Satan to deceive people.
And it's going to be probably done in such a way that people are wanting to have some type of a spiritual experience or to believe in something, these miracles that Revelation 13 talk about being done will be the very recipe by which people will be deceived into something that is global in nature.
Well, when you think about it, all of us, we desire to have a relationship with God. It's designed into us. We want to have a connection with God. And if someone came along and did great miracles that produced good things, I mean, these miracles are going to produce what seem to be bad things, but good results, people are going to latch onto that and think that God is touching their lives, and actually it's going to be a deception.
Yeah, that's the interesting part. It will look good. It'll look right. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we think, well, if I am religious, I'll recognize that. But I think oftentimes, as the Bible points out, you may think you're religious already, but you've already been deceived. There's already this counterfeit that's in the world now.
There is. And it is, as it says, it's going to get a lot worse. But it's going to be masquerading in a Christian name. That's what Jesus said. You know, a few years ago when Pope John Paul II died, they had his mass broadcast live on television from the Vatican and St. Peter's Square. And tens of thousands of people filled that up. And some of the accounts I was reading about it, as they had the body laying in a casket, and they talked about it as if they expected some type of, it was a miraculous occasion. And they were looking for certain signs. I remember one commentator talking about the sun came out and the blessing was given. And you look at a site of mass experience like that in a religious setting, and we see a lot of this before our eyes, it's not hard to imagine how people could be deceived on a mass scale by some very real miracles that are generated to deceive, as Revelation 13 shows. Our world today is being set up for it, and people are going to be seeking some type of a spiritual experience, a deeper religious experience, to make them see that things are all right in the world. And that's happening now. The groundwork is being laid in many ways.
People need to be in that book you have right there. They need to be in the Bible, studying the Bible, and they need to have a relationship with God and Christ now, so they can't be fooled by those events that happen.
Yeah, I think we have to remember, these are very, very concerning warnings. You know, Christ gave these warnings for a specific reason, that it's going to happen, it's already happening, it's going to get much worse, and yet we better be aware of it so we do something about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, they look at religion and they don't care perhaps how it's cloaked. They don't care what the origins are, whether it comes from pagan ideas or from the Bible. And they say, what difference does it make? And that's a thought process that is leading up to this type of deception, which is why we do programs on Christmas and Easter and other customs and practices to show people their pagan origins. And we know that in our world today, a lot of people just don't care about that, but they should care. You should care, because God cares. We can't worship God as we see fit. We have to worship God on the pattern of the Scriptures. And unless and until we do that and love the truth, we are going to be among those that could be deceived. And it's a very precarious position to be in, and it matters right now how we live. We should be seeking truth and growing to love the truth.
You know, Darius, one thing people need to realize is the Christianity of today, it just, you know, it's not something that just popped up out of nowhere. There is 2,000 years of history, and that history is sometimes dramatically different than what Jesus and the disciples actually did and professed and lived by. You talked about Christmas and Easter. Well, you know, the early church never kept Christmas and Easter. Most people would be shocked to find out they didn't keep Sunday either. They actually worshiped on the seventh-day Sabbath. And there's a lot of things that were taught by the early church that just people today don't realize, they don't know. It is vital for people to get back in that Bible and find out what Jesus and the disciples actually taught and believed and get back to that Christianity. I encourage people to read the last part of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' most famous sermon. And in the last part of that sermon, he warns people that when he comes, many of his followers will come to him and he'll say, I don't know you. That's a frightening statement. And that ties into what you're talking about today.
It certainly means that we have to be aware. We have to watch out right now and be sure that we are practicing authentic Christianity, the Christianity that Christ himself taught. Now, don't forget our free offers today, including our study aid, Who is the Antichrist?, and our bi-monthly magazine. Both are yours totally free of charge. To order our publications, call us toll-free, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go online to beyondtoday.tv. Be assured that our literature is always provided totally free of charge by the United Church of God, which has hundreds of ministers and Sabbath-keeping congregations meeting each Saturday across the United States and around the world. Go to beyondtoday.tv, click on the Contact tab to find a congregation near you. Then call one of our knowledgeable and caring pastors and share your story with them. Also, if you'd like to discover even more about the genuine truths of the Bible, we invite you to tune in to our live bi-weekly Wednesday night Beyond Today Bible Studies. Join us as we cover important biblical subjects. Our Wednesday night studies are webcast live every 2 weeks. To find them, simply go to beyondtoday.tv and click on the Bible Studies link on the top right of the page. Also, while visiting our beyondtoday.tv website, we invite you to watch BT Daily. These are short daily videos on important Bible topics, prophecy, and breaking news. So join us throughout the week on the web for BT Daily and get additional analysis on God's plan for humanity and so much more. And you can watch Beyond Today and BT Daily anytime on YouTube or on our Roku channel. Bible prophecy reveals there is a past, present, and future aspect to the Antichrist. I hope you'll take the time to discover the deception and fraud that surrounds most religion today. Scripture tells us that the future will bring fearful, false teachers that can be convincing in undermining God's truth. But you don't have to be deceived. You don't have to fear. No Antichrist can possibly succeed. Instead, the ultimate punishment awaits them. We're told they will be cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Your Bible reveals that when Christ returns, all who oppose Jesus will be removed. And the ultimate Antichrist, Satan the devil, will also be put away. Now that's when mankind's governments will finally be replaced by the wonderful kingdom of God established right here on earth. So let's look forward to that time of unity and peace and remember to learn the truth, love it, and live it. Thanks for joining me today. If you missed some of today's program, you can go online and catch the entire program at beyondtoday.tv. Don't forget our free offers and be sure to tell your family and friends about us. Tune in again next week at the same time for another edition of Beyond Today. I'm Steve Myers. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.